Jason Cairns, good morning.
Good morning.
A lot going on here.
That sounds like there's a lot going on there.
Mm. So have you ever thought, have you ever had some extra food and thought, boy, I'm going to maybe share this with a friend or a family member, and then time passed and you ended up eating it before you gave it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, that's happened.
Had that
probably
happen to
more
me
than I would care to admit.
Had it happen to me last night because, I don't know, I had a coupon for A&W, and
sure,
I was going to a group gathering, and so I got the double Papa Burger, spicy double Papa Burger, and so it was good, and ate it on
sure
the way, and then I thought, you know, I'm going to give the cheeseburger to Elena, and
yep,
lo and behold, on the way home, I was hungry again.
Yep.
And so I'm like, you know, and then I ate it, and then we pull into the driveway, her just ahead of me. She tells me she actually taught at dance class because one of the teachers
yep
is pregnant, and she taught.
Yep.
And I thought that was cool, and
yep,
I wished I had that cheeseburger to give her.
Yeah. I mean, so she probably worked super hard physically last night, could have used a meal, and and you ate her burger.
And then and then what do you do there? I mean, I said,
right,
have you eaten yet? No. And I'm like, I did, because
oh,
you know me. It's yeah me and my big mouth. I did say I had a burger I was going to give you, but I ate it. So
yeah. Did she seem disappointed?
No, she was just like, you know, you're human.
Yeah.
So
yeah. That's true, right? I mean, I think we all do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. Got that out of the way this morning. What's on your
yeah
mind?
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that because the opposite of that sometimes happens, too, where I will save something,
yeah,
like especially for Tessa.
Yeah.
And then she'll say, oh, yeah. And then it goes bad because she doesn't actually eat it. You know, and it's like, oh, yeah, I would have eaten that if I would have known you were just going to let it, you
yeah
know, go stale. And
yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so
that takes
definitely
me to
that,
you know, food and dishes, and I'm trying to think. Yeah, maybe I'll leave that subject alone. But okay. We talk about Weight Loss Wednesday sometimes, and the thing yep I was going to bring up if we got to that was Ozempic, because recently, I just wondered if you've had any experience with this. Oprah got off of the board of Weight Watchers because she's like, yeah, actually, I've been using Ozempic some, and then so this is like a weight loss pill that people take, or what's the deal on this?
Yeah, so Ozempic is an injection that was actually, it's a once-a-week injection that is actually a medication used for diabetes.
Okay.
And one of the side effects of it is pretty considerable weight loss. And my wife has diabetes and started on Ozempic, and I think lost 60 or 70 pounds
okay
on it. And so it works incredibly well for
yeah
for weight loss. And so there's a lot of, I think, mixed feelings about whether to use medications for that or not. And for my wife, she has just been incredibly thrilled with it. And
yeah,
you know, I looked at getting it at one point, and my insurance won't cover it. So
yeah,
because I don't have diabetes.
Yeah,
and so
interesting.
Yeah,
yeah, I've heard it's kind of like some people have thought that Ozempic or something like that could replace people exercising because it's that effective. So.
It is incredibly effective,
yeah,
yeah. And it's been one of those. I think we're probably going to see more and more attention to that in the next few years because it's just it just works so well for so many people.
Right. All right. Well, there's more we could talk about,
yeah,
but we basically chat what we can until we can't anymore. And it's
right.
John 14:23-24 today.
Yep.
And it says, Jesus answered him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. And you got your own devotion notes from the upper room on this.
Yeah, and it says, following Christ should mean something. Too often it is a meaningless label, but when something seizes our affections, it changes us. It begins to shape how we live. When we live according to our beliefs, it bears fruit in our lives. Jesus was not telling his disciples, listen, guys, you need to obey my words and follow my commands, and then my Father and I will love you. Rather, he wanted them to see that a life that has been touched by him is a changed life. People who behold his goodness and beauty will keep his word, and it won't be burdensome because they want more of him. Sometimes we operate from the assumption that we've got to do a lot of undesirable things Jesus asks of us in order to get more of him. No. He is telling us that pursuing love, kindness, truth, and justice will flow out of a heart that loves him. He is saying that the Trinity is present with us and made manifest when we love. We don't give to get. We give because it is the reality of who we are.
I like the emphasis about the Trinity there. Just, I think every day I want to be just jumping up and down on the trampoline of my mind about the importance of that loving relational communion, community.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that if we allow it, it defines who we are.
Very good. Close us out with your prayer.
Yeah, it says, Jesus, so enamor me today with the beauty of your spirit that I have no greater desire than to keep your command to love. Help me to know that you dwell in places of love, justice, and mercy, and to be near you, I will place myself there too. Amen.
P.S. Lord, help me to hold off on eating that second cheeseburger and give it to my daughter in the future. Brad Crocker, the longtime pastor of Landmark Church in the Chippewa Falls and Halley area, great brother in the Lord. He's got a birthday today. Welcome to 59. Brad, I know the age well, friend. Christy Gibbon also with a birthday today. And a friend from days gone by in India, James Panus, turning 71 today as well. On the national scene, we can tell you these birthdays today, including Martin Cove from Karate Kid and Cobra Kai, 78. Actor-director Rob Reiner, 77. He's got a new documentary out on Christian nationalism, a lot of folks are part of. TV personality John Stossel, 77 as well. Boy, he's done some great work over the years. Tom Arnold is 65 today. D.L. Hewley, 61. Connie Britton from Nashville, Friday Night Lights. And the White Lotus is 57. Moira Kelly from One Tree Hill, 56. Shaquille O'Neal, Shaq, 52 today. And Milo Manheim from Zombies and School Spirits, 23. All right, our promise of the day is 1 Corinthians 1:27. I have chosen the weak things of this world to confound the strong. It's so good it's worth repeating. I have chosen the weak things of this world to confound the strong. The devotion Barry Adams has there says, I don't know how you feel about today's promise, but when I read it, he says it puts a smile on my face. The thought that God has chosen the weak things of the world is very good news for me. In the broader excerpt of the passage, we read how God has not only chosen the weak things to confound the strong, he's chosen the poor to confuse the rich, and the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. Barry says, the reason I think this promise is such good news is that I believe that most of humanity falls within one of these two categories, weak, poor, or foolish. Jesus himself told us that he didn't come for the healthy spiritually, but for the sick. If you take time to read the Beatitudes in Matthew 5, 1 through 12, you'll read that the gospel is really good news for those who are not naturally considered top of the food chain. This is not to negate the rich, the strong, and the wise, but definitely a way where Jesus elevates the poor, the foolish, and the weak to the level playing field of the cross. Since we live in an upside-down kingdom where the first will be last and the last will be first, let's always be reminded that when we're weak, his strength is perfected in us. All right, you guys, I guess it is time. And so thank you to our generous pledgers. We've recapped them for you just a moment ago. We'll fire up the music here. Let's get it going. So, 0-4 on the warm-ups, and I don't know, Dawson didn't shoot yesterday. There's just this natural competition here. It just is this way. Caleb's been 4-for-5 both of his times. Dawson's been 4-for-5, apparently sitting, I don't know, but I haven't been thinking to do the Dawson approach, which apparently he stands here, and this was not the plan, but I did go 0-for-4 the other way, I don't know. This was not the plan. So, I don't know. Maybe try the first one here. Here we go. Yeah. Hey, I got it. So we'll go with the Dawson way. Maybe this is what works for the Halversons. Here we go. Yeah. 2-for-2. All right. Dawson, thank you. He's kind of my shooting coach. He said, yeah, just stand up at the mic. That way you can talk to the folks. I'm here by myself. So here we go. 2-for-2. There you go, Todd and Cal and Jeannie. There you go. All right, 2-for-2. Here we go, number 3. Yeah. That was too hard. That was too hard. Hit at the back iron. But even, you know, even the great Dawson was 4-out-of-5. All right, here we go. Two more. Ah, that was a little short. All right. That was some of that pressure, Todd, you were talking about. All right, 2-for-4. One more. All right. Ah, it rolled around and out. All right, 2-for-5. It was better. We've seen improvement. We've seen improvement. But yes, Cal says the sixth one. All right, Cal, you got it. Sixth one to double, and here we go. And Cal had said 25 per mate. I'm taking the glasses off again. Here we go. All right, one last one. Here we go. There it is. There it is, Cal. The doubler is good. So there you go. That takes your 50 and makes it 100, friend. But, you know, didn't empty your bank out with 250 this morning. So there you go. 3 out of 6. We'll take it. Ha. Breathe a sigh of relief. Winner Wednesday, WWIB, continuing on from two chances we had Tuesday trivia yesterday to a pretty challenging question for a chance to win a pair of Mikon movie tickets.
So, 715-723-2555. We can dive right in and start getting your answers to this, and maybe we'll solve it right away on this Winner Wednesday. On average, women are about 16% better at this than men. On average, women are about 16% better at what? Then the guys, then the fellas. 715-723-2555 is the number to call.
We had a lot of great guesses yesterday.
Yes, we heard from Eau Claire, Osseo, Jump River, Wausau, Chippewa Falls, Cadott, and Bloomer so far. 715-723-2555. On average, women are about 16% better at what? Then men, the incorrect answers so far, balancing a checkbook, cooking, dressing a wound, keeping a budget, writing, spending quality time with their family, shopping, driving, stretching, multitasking, spelling, pain tolerance, listening, and empathy. None of those are correct.
Huh. So what could it be? 715-723-2555. 723-2555.
Good morning. You're on the air. WWIB, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Evelyn from Jump River.
What do you think, Evelyn?
Is it finishing a book they started?
Is it finishing a book they started?
All right, that's good.
Is not. Thank you, Evelyn. Call back from Jump River, 715-723-2555. It's not finishing a book they started. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Tim from Wheeler.
Hey, Tim, what do you think?
Is it seeing color?
Seeing in color. Okay.
Huh. I struggle with some color blindness myself. Could it be seeing in color?
It's not, but good to hear from Wheeler. Tim, call us back if you can get through. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sam from Elk Mound. And how about remembering birthdays?
Remembering birthdays.
They probably are better at that. But is that what we're looking for?
On average, women are about 16% better at this than men. Is it remembering birthdays? It's not. Thank you for calling from Elk Mound. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Evelyn again.
Evelyn. All right, go ahead, Evelyn.
Is it losing weight?
Is it losing weight? Are women 16% better at losing weight
than
the guys?
I don't know. Through Livia, Caleb's been pretty good at it.
Is that what it is? Evelyn from Jump River. It's not. Call us back, friends. 715-723-2555. On average, women are about 16% better at this than men. 16% better than the guys on average. What could it be for those two Mikon Cinemas movie passes? Go out and support some great films at Mikon, including Ordinary Angels, faith-based film. Would love to give these to you. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name and where are you calling from?
It's Jan from Colfax.
What do you think,
Jan? How about archery?
Is it archery? What makes you think archery, Jan?
I just heard that women have better eyes when it comes to that.
Huh. Interesting. Is that what we are looking for? 16% better? No. Thank you, Jan. Call us back. 715-723-2555. We have time for three more guesses here. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Vicky from Eau Claire.
Hi, Vicky.
Hey, Vicky. What do you think?
How about singing?
Is it singing? Are the ladies better at singing by about a 16% margin on average? Is it singing? It's not. Thank you, Vicky. Two guesses left, Avil.
Two more. 723-2555. Sneak them in here or we'll wait till after 745.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Michael from Eau Claire.
Michael, go ahead.
Is it wrapping presents?
Is it wrapping presents? That is an excellent guess. Yeah, I know when I wrap a present versus my wife wraps a present, it's usually not quite as neat when I do it. Is that what it is? No, it's not. Thank you, Michael from Eau Claire. All right, last guess. So how do we choose which line to go through? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony.
What do you think?
Morning. RSVP and back.
Oh, yeah, that's
for
a good
really
one.
Just anything. It's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I meant to. Is that RSVPing on average women are about 16% better at getting back that RSVP than the fellas? Tony from Menominee.
Oh.
No. Sorry, friend. We're going to have to think right about a clue maybe, Havel.
I have an idea for a hint. I got to run it by Caleb, and we'll see what we come out with at 7:45.
All right. Give us 20 minutes. In the meantime, you're certainly welcome to use the listener line for Cabin Fever Screams if you haven't done that already, and also your pledges for Hope and Hoops and a chance to win those Action City passes as a thank you for your generosity and a suggested pledge of a minimum $10 or more.
All right, we've stumped you three different times, WIB listeners. We'll give it a fourth try for two MyCon movie tickets here on the WIB Wake Up Show, and a win it Wednesday, the 6th of March.
715-723-2555, 723-2555. We're trying to get the answer to this question. On average, women are about 16% better at this than the guys. Women are about 16% better at this on average than men. What is it? 715-723-2555. And we are going to give you a clue this time.
Yeah, it's our first clue. So kind of exciting. Here we go. This particular skill that women have or 16% better at than men is something that almost everyone does. Is that safe to say?
I think so. Yeah. Almost everyone does this, but women are about 16% better at this than men. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dawn from Chautauq.
Dawn from Chautauq. I think it's the first time we've heard from Chautauq. Go ahead, Dawn.
Ask for directions.
Ask for directions.
Oh, yeah. Well, class, they're way better than 16%. And, of course, with all of the Siri and all that, we don't necessarily need to do that as much. So that's not it.
Not ask for directions. Dawn, call us back from Barron County. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Cody Gentleman from Willard.
From Willard. All right. Go ahead.
Is it spelling?
That was guessed, I think, earlier.
Spelling, I believe, was guessed. Yeah. You want a bonus guess?
No.
No? All right.
Think about it. I don't.
Honest man. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. On average, women are about 16% better at this than men for two MyCon Cinemas movie passes. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
All right, Vicky, very persistent. Go ahead. What do you think?
How about brushing their teeth?
Brushing their teeth. Is it brushing their teeth, Havel?
It's not.
It's not. Thank you, Vicky. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Again, almost everyone does this is the clue.
Yeah.
But on average, women are about 16% better at it than men. 715-723-2555. Good morning on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Brad from Fall Creek.
Brad from Fall Creek. All right. What do you think, Brad?
And I'm guessing texting.
You're guessing texting. Women better at texting than men by a 16% margin. Good guess. They're a lot faster at it seems like, at least with my big fat fingers. No, it's not texting. Thank you, Brad, from Fall Creek. We have time for, we can do three more guesses. I bet we can sneak them in here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Evelyn from Jump River.
All right, what do you
Evelyn
think, Evelyn?
Jump River, what do you think?
Grocery shopping?
Is it grocery shopping?
Good guess.
But it's not. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
All right, what do you think?
Calling their mother.
Calling their mother. Are they better at calling their mother? The ladies 16% better than the guys? No. Nope. 715-723-2555. Let's do two more guesses. Let's do two more. We can fit two more in. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
April from Thorpe.
Go ahead, April.
I'm going to say loading the dishwasher.
Loading the... And there's a specific way it's supposed to be done.
Yeah. All right, it's the WIB Wake Up Show, Win It Wednesday. We've tried a couple of times already this morning and two times yesterday with this question. We had my hint last time, and Caleb, I think we need a clue from you this time.
Yes, and I do believe this is our last time this morning for someone to have a shot at winning those Mycon Cinemas movie passes. Maybe you want to go again see Ordinary Angels, that fantastic new faith-based film. On average, women are about 16% better at this than men. Women are about 16% better at what than the guys? And your clue was...
My clue was that this is something that almost everyone does.
All right. And now for my clue. So not only something almost everyone does, think back to last week. I would say this is related to the answer from our trivia last week. So test your memory a little bit with that related to our trivia from last week. On average, women are about 16% better at this than men. 715-3. Nope. That's the wrong number. 715-723-2555. 396-1670 for Cabin Fever Screams and a pledge for Hope and Hoops, by the way.
So we're not going to tell people what the answer was last week, or just kind of...
No,
okay,
we're not.
Gotcha.
They need to remember.
All right.
All right. 715-723-2555. On average, women are about 16% better at what than men? 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
Go ahead, Vicky.
How about buying gifts?
How about buying gifts? Is it buying gifts? It's not. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Tammy from Wausau.
What do you think, Tammy?
Shopping or spending money?
Shopping has been guessed. You can have a bonus guess.
Oh, gosh.
That's always the tough thing when you're on the spot.
Yeah.
Anything?
How about cleaning?
What was that?
Cleaning?
Cleaning.
Cleaning. Is it cleaning? Tammy from Wausau? No. Call us back, 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Good morning. What is your name and where are you calling from? You're on the WIB Wake Up Show, a Win It Wednesday.
Kathy from Eau Claire.
Kathy from Eau Claire. All right. So, on average, women are about 16% better at what than men?
Multitasking.
Is it multitasking? That was guessed as well. So, you also can have a bonus guess if you'd like.
Reading a map.
Is it reading a map? It's not. Thank you for the guess. Call us back. We still have time for several more. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Silas from Osseo.
Silas from Osseo. What do you think, Silas?
Is it lighting candles?
Is it lighting candles? It is not lighting candles. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB.
Hi, it's Shelly from Chautauqua.
Shelly, go ahead.
Is it building a campfire?
Is it building a campfire? Women, see, that would probably defy some of the traditional things you would think. It's like, oh, yeah, the guy's got to do it. Are women 16% better at building a campfire than men? And the thing is, that's actually very true because my wife and... sisters have helped me before.
I know. My wife's better at it than me, too. Yeah, for sure.
So is that what it is? It is not. Thank you for the guess. How about three more guesses? 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, good morning, guys. This is Randy, and I'm from Eau Claire.
What do you think, Randy?
Well, I'm going back to that candle answer from last week.
Okay.
I say making crafts.
Is it making crafts? Not making crafts. Thank you, Randy. Two more guesses left. 715-723-2555. Otherwise, that's just booted till try it again Thursday tomorrow. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Elijah.
What do you think, Elijah?
Asking for directions.
I think that's been guessed. Yeah. Would you like a bonus guess, Elijah? On average, women are about 16% better at this than men. You can have a bonus guess if you want. What do you think?
Driving?
Driving. Is it just driving in general? Not driving. 715-723-2555.
Looks like we're going to be starting Try It Again Thursday tomorrow morning after 7:15.
One final buzzer beater chance here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jan from Chippewa.
All right, Jan, go ahead.
Is it loving better?
Is it being better at just loving folks? It's not. So, yes, Halvo,
Yes.
Just try it again Thursday tomorrow. WWIB, it's 19 minutes before 9 o'clock, 35 degrees. We are getting ever closer to Hope and Hoops. Would love to have your pledges for River from Menominee, who joins us in studio right here, right now, along with her mom and dad, Monique and Gary. And River, welcome to WWIB.
Hi.
Are you excited to be able to shoot for Hope and Hoops today?
Yeah.
So tell folks, how old are you, first off?
Well, I'm 7, and I think I already did 20 shoots already.
You did 20? Yeah, because you were warming up, and a lot of them were going in.
Yeah.
A lot of them were going in. And you're homeschooled, I heard?
Yep.
What do you think about homeschooling? Yeah, as mom and dad are like, oh, don't ask her that live on the air. But what do you think about being homeschooled?
It's pretty good. I like them. Some of the math problems. I already know what 100 plus 100 is. 200.
200, yes. Did you know that your mom and I were both homeschooled? We actually went to the same homeschool group together, and your dad, too. I've known your mom and dad for a long, long time.
I know those two met each other before they married.
Yes, usually that happens, typically, in most situations.
Well, they met each other when they were kids.
Yeah.
They didn't even know they wanted to.
But eventually, yeah, God leads them together, right? So,
yeah.
Monique, your mom is here, and Cabin Fever Scream is kind of how this all brought about. So you were here the other day getting prizes, as River was one of the Cabin Fever Screams who played on the air, and I was like, hey, does she want to come in and shoot?
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome opportunity. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's great to have you guys here. And I know you kind of got the tour. River got the tour of the studios.
Yeah.
What did you think about that, River? Is it pretty cool here?
Yeah.
Yeah? How many shots do you think you're going to make out of 5?
I think 20.
You make 20 out of 5. All right. So keep that in mind, folks, as you pledge.
All right. Well, young River from the Northland. Right. It's Chautauqua, right? Menominee. Okay, my apologies. Menominee. She is here on the heels of the Cabin Fever Scream winner. And now, lo and behold, she's our shooter this morning here before 9 o'clock, Caleb.
We have pledges already, and we'd love to have even more. Put yourself in the running for those 2 Action City jump and play passes. As long as your suggested pledge tallies $10 or more. We heard from Laura from Colfax, the Townsend family from Sand Creek. Mark, you made a pledge as well, too.
I'll tell you what, to meet River is to say you got a supporter. So $1 for the first make, 2 for the second, so on and so forth, up to a total of 15. We'll see if she can do it.
And we heard from Amber from Cameron with a pledge of $10 per basket made from River. Thank you so much. If you'd like to sneak in a last second pledge, better do it quick. 715-396-1670, 396-1670, because River is rocking and rolling and ready to go. Go ahead whenever you're ready.
All right. She is the 7 years old, right? All right, River, go ahead. We're ready for you. The first one is up, and she's got it. 1 for 1.
Nice.
She's going to use the same ball. 2 for 2. She's jumping and hopping. 3 for 3. It's kind of the Tigger approach.
I can do up to.
Okay.
She said she can do up to almost 25.
She's 4 for 4.
Going for perfection.
She's got it.
5 for 5. River from
Menominee. She's 6 for 6.
They're just going to keep going.
It's how many can you make in a minute? 7. She's matched her age.
Fantastic.
There's number River. 8.
8. All right, let's go for 10. Let's just see if you can get 10 here, River.
9.
10. There you go. Wow. 10. River, let's get you back on the mic one more time here. How does it feel to go a perfect 5 for 5 for Hope and Hoops, your first time ever trying it? What are you thinking? Feeling pretty good, yeah. Anybody you'd like to thank?
My mom and dad for driving me here.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
There you go.
And God for not getting sick.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank the Lord for being healthy. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we are so glad to have you here, and thank you for supporting WWIB and WIB Incorporated. River, it's great to meet you.
You're welcome.
All right, let's get one more tune here. Tasha Late, and this is called Joy Comes. River brings joy wherever she goes, doesn't she?
She's the first one to go 5 for 5 this month.
Indeed.